Good evening, everyone. I call the November 18th, 2024, 2024 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll. Here.
Here. Yeah.
Here.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
Good evening again, everyone. Right now we're under general communications. This is the announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. We did some congratulations at the last meeting. If you're watching from home or here in person this evening, you'll see some of the additional people down here, and we have invited the council elects to sit with us during the next few council meetings as they learn their new role, and we'll hit the ground running when they get sworn in January. So congratulations again to all the individuals who are going to be serving the city of Warwick in the coming years. Are there any other members of the council have anything under general communications? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to ask for a moment of silence for one of our former colleagues, Robert Cushman. His mom passed away recently.
Thank you. We'll have a moment of silence at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other members of the council have anything? Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also ask for a moment of silence for Kathleen Vick. She is the mother of Joe Vick, a very involved member of the City of Warwick and a Ward 3 resident. Thank you.
Yes, we will have a moment of silence at that time. Thank you. Any other members of the council have anything under general communications? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on November 6th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Gephardt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next up on the agenda is public comment. I have the sign-up sheet here. I just want to give one last call. Is there anyone who would like to sign up at this time? Okay. Rule 41. After general communications and prior to the consent calendar, at the last regularly scheduled meeting of the City Council each month, there shall be a period of time not to exceed 30 minutes during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall not exceed 30 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. Each citizen signed up and present shall have not to exceed 5 minutes to speak, provided, however, that if more than six citizens are signed up and present, the 30 minutes will be split evenly amongst speakers. Time shall not be transferable among speakers. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City Council members will not respond to questions during public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of the earlier of the speakers concluding their allotted time or 30 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires a unanimous vote of the council. So this evening we have three individuals that have signed up. The first individual is Richard L. And can we just make sure that the microphone is on for Richard?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, Council President, if I may. If I may make a motion, I understand that this requires unanimous consent. A constituent who is on the list had asked me to move for time to be expanded from 5 minutes to 10 minutes per speaker. Again, I do understand that this requires unanimous consent.
Okay, I'll take that as a motion. Do we have a second to that request? Second by Councilman Lattison. Is there any objection to giving Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley? So the motion fails. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
So my time starts now, apparently. Okay. I find it to be absolutely ridiculous that Councilman Howe opposed the 10-minute deadline. I did not ask for it. But I am just stunned that the lack of, I don't know how to word it, but you know what? We really need to be able to talk, and this is really obnoxious. And I'm really glad that you're not going to be on the city council next year. Thank you. First, I talk about the airport. The problem with the airport is the berm. They're not going to build the entire berm. The airport has plenty of money to build the berm. They're putting in a $20 million carpet replacement in the terminal. So if they can spend $20 million on carpets, they can clearly put a berm in. I find that to be really obnoxious. The other thing is RIAC is now refusing public comment. For 25 years, we've been going to RIAC with public comments, and now they're muzzling us. It's absolutely ridiculous. You people need to know that the airport is not on our side. My main comments tonight are about the harbor management plan. There's been some confusion about the harbor management meeting. On the city's calendar, it's for next Thursday, but on the state website, it was last Tuesday. And so I was waiting to go Thursday, and you know what? They had it Tuesday. So now what they're going to do is they're going to pass the harbor management plan off to the city council for its approval. The problem, and I've spoke about this before, the problem with the harbor management plan is it doesn't recognize the Buttonwoods Fire District, which is absolutely ludicrous. The streets in the Buttonwoods Fire District are public highways, as we all know. They're funded with taxpayer money. They were dedicated by the developer as public streets, and yet they put up private property signs. And in addition to that, they lobby city government to exclude the Buttonwoods Fire District from the harbor management plan, which is very, very inappropriate and obviously a subject of litigation in the future. Now it's coming before you. And when it does, I certainly hope we have a hearing process where the people have adequate time to respond. And also a paper trail where we can discuss such things as what streets are not in the list. There are, you know, City of Warwick has 39 miles of shoreline and hundreds of streets that at least, well, maybe 80 or 100 streets that approach the water. And each and every one of them should be documented. And the harbor management plan is failing at a lot of that. So this is going to be a big deal when it comes to the city council. I really hope that the members of the city council understand that the Buttonwoods Fire District is a municipality within the city and must be part of the harbor management plan. For that not to happen invites litigation, I can assure you. beyond that, I wish all the outgoing members the best and the new coming members good luck. And thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Jim I.
Good evening, friends and neighbors. I understand that the school budgeting was taken off the calendar, but I think it's so important, being that it's 62% of our city budget, that it needs to be brought up publicly, that we, the taxpayer, you, the city council, please don't ignore this, that can so cripple our city for so many decades to come. And I know we're beating a dead horse, or I've been told we are beating a dead horse, because those schools are going to be built, no matter how good they are, no matter if they have the proper facilities, and on and on and on. This is simply not right. It's not meeting the needs of we, the taxpayers, our children, or our teachers. And it must get corrected. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next speaker is Mike Z.
Thanks. I just have a general question before my time starts. Mr. Ricks, were you able to hand those out to everybody?
Councilman, we can't respond at this time, but.
Say again, please. Yes or no?
I'm not allowed to respond, unfortunately, under Rule 41.
Can I have those to give to the clerk then? Does everybody have a copy or not? Yes. Okay. Okay. I can stop my time. For the record, my name is Michael Zarum, resident in Ward 2. I have also served on the city's legal selection committee for aviation council, and I continue to be a part of that and have for 10 years. The comments tonight have to do with the environmental assessment, what residents in the city were told the community would get as part of the agreement for the city to abandon certain streets, to give additional land to Rhode Island Airport Corporation to further expand its South Air cargo facility. Because I'm limited to 5 minutes, I put my comments in writing. I gave them to Mr. Ricks or to give to the clerk. I hope everybody has a copy. On the rear of that, I have a diagram that was in the FAA's environmental assessment as to the extents of the proposed berm, which is supposed to go all the way down Strawberry Field Road to the cell phone lot. It doesn't appear that RIAC is going to do that now. And my understanding is the people in the community still want that berm to be built. I hope that members of the current city council and that those who are going to be starting again, everybody, want to welcome all the new members, will work with me and whatever it takes to get this berm built. RIAC has plenty of funding. The question is, why didn't it happen with all the documents that happened to give them land and abandon the streets? If you look at the top of my paper, I have everything that was passed by the city council and all the steps that took place right from the environmental assessment, when the diagram was in there promising the people what they would get, to the final document, which is basically handing a deed over to RIAC of city streets, which the city didn't get fair compensation for, nor did the people get their berm. I also just want to point out a couple things for the record in closing. Mr. Timothy, who's come under a lot of criticism. I know Mr. Howe meant well, but I have to say, to be clear on the facts, there's a lot more that can be done in stopping or reducing the scope of the air cargo facility. Mr. Howe has continued to tell people that local zoning doesn't apply. That's what the airport tells people. It's false. Anybody that reads state law on local zoning will see that our local zoning in Warwick applies to the airport, as well as any land owned by the Airport Corporation, as well as any land owned by the state of Rhode Island, which is most of the airport. Anyway, local zoning laws apply. I want to be very, very clear on that, and that's how you get municipal control over what the airport can and cannot do. Mr. Howe and the city have also failed to use those land use laws and controls to maintain municipal control regarding the scope proposed air cargo facility. Also, that the noise berm must be completed as shown in the supplemental environmental assessment. In closing, I just want to say that I continue to stand ready to assist and make what people want in that neighborhood happen. People can call me anytime you want, 401-600-1226. I will also be speaking with my council about this at ways to get it done. It is possible. Let's stick together and make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next, we move to the consent calendar. First up is PCR 107-24, resolution relative to bids, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt, and Councilman Lattiser. Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you. Bid 2025-277, bid 2025-278, bid 2025-280, 2025-023, 2025-279, 2025-268, 2025-273, 2025-281, 2025-217, 2022-404, and 2022-085. That concludes the bids, Mr. President.
Councilman, can you read those again? No, I'm just kidding. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, hearing none, it's been moved and seconded. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the finance consent calendar. Yes.
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 Thank you. Consent passes. Councilman, I believe four items have been removed from the consent calendar.
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, Councilman Howe.
Thank you. Former bid 2025-244 RFQ Design Services for Mickey Stevens Sports Complex is now PCR 111-24. Favorable action from committee.
Okay. For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Okay. Councilman Gephardt.
I won't repeat all the comments that I made in the in committee, but I did want to pull this off just to offer comments. So, you know, I'm at this stage, I'm willing to support going to the next step here, which is to identify or to negotiate with the firm that the selection committee identified. But I still remain skeptical that the plan that's put forward truly addresses, based on data and thought, the needs of the city. So I'm hopeful that we can get into more of that detail as this continues to move forward. So thank you for the time.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Okay, it's been moved and seconded for favorable action. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Yes. 9 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, motion passes. The second item that was removed from the consent calendar, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Formerly bid 2024-080 HVAC services for city-owned buildings, now PCR 108-24. The motion to withdraw was favorable action from committee.
Okay. Motion to withdraw.
Yes, Mr. President.
Second by Councilman Foley and Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments? This was a request from the administration to withdraw. Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll favorable action to withdraw.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
Thank you. Motion passes. The next item, I'll read it in for you, Councilman Howe, is bid 2025-080 is now PCR 109-24. This was favorable with amendment from $14,000 to $20,200. Is that correct, Councilman?
Correct.
And will you make that motion?
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Okay, so this is on the amendment. to move from $14,000 to $20,200. Any questions or comments I would not ask earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
Thank you. And Councilman Howe, would you like to move that favorable as amended?
Move PCR 109-24 favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? And Councilman Lattiser second that as well. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes as amended.
Thank you. Motion passes as amended. And the final item that was removed from the bid calendar, it was bid 2025-254, which is now PCR 110-24. Favorable with amendment, moving from $5,000 to $7,000. Councilman Howe, would you like to make that motion as amended?
Move favorable action on PCR 110-24.
On the amendment?
On the amendment.
Correct. And second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments I would not ask earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes to amend.
Move PCR 110-24 has amended.
He moved that favorable as amended. Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments I would not ask earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes. Motion passes as amended.
Thank you. And thank you, Councilman Howe. Plane hurt today.
Thank you.
Next up this evening is unfinished business. There is none. Moving to new business, there is none. So now we're moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8.
Pass.
Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis. If
of this honorable body, I move into a docket session.
All those in favor to move to docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? We are now in the docket session. I have one item to docket on behalf of the administration titled Uncollectible Taxes. That will be in the Finance Committee. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 8?
One item. Ordinance on behalf of the administration. Amendment of O-22-3, parentheses, PCO-40-21, parentheses, Section 2-34, temporary, seasonal, and non-regular employment.
Finance Committee. Ward 9.
Pass.
There is no more business before the City Council. We are adjourned.